Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
I'm Eunji, a single mom. I work two jobs, so time's tight. When it comes to feeding my family, I focus on small changes I can control, like chopping veggies in advance and adding them to my kids' lunches. It helps free up my morning so I can get in a walk before work. Time's tight, but I plan right. Visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CrowCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Gah!
Okay. once again to me. The constructs, the cosmos, the fundamental chemistry. My double redwood stored in a single seed. The energy, the entropy, the dishes in the kitchen sink.
Happy Monday, happy May, Ball and Beats. What's on the agenda? A lot of basketball to talk about. Kind of a lot of things has happened since I've been gone. So, yeah, got a lot of things to talk about. So, with that being said.
On the other side of the street, I knew. Stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. Deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
that was Train Drive By. Let me make sure things are cool on this side. All right. Before I get into some off seasons, let's just talk about what happened since I've been gone. Playoff series. Cavs, Celtics, they did what they had to do. I'll talk more about the Cavs series and the Knicks series in a minute. Well, let's get to the good stuff. Knicks beat the Pistons. Tough series. Got it done. Go against the Celtics. The keys to winning this series. We got to hit some threes. We got to take good shots. We got to just make sure the Celtics don't hit like 1,000 three-pointers in the first half. Got to start out great in the first quarter, because that's kind of been our Achilles heel kind of all year, even like not going against the Celtics. But yeah, just getting good production from the bench. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to have to be Karl-Anthony Towns. And yeah, if we're just playing defense, getting rebounds, taking good shots, making good shots, we can maybe have a chance. We can have a chance. I don't know. Hey, man. We just got to win game one and we'll see what happens from there. As to the other games, Clippers Nuggets. Not going to lie, the Clippers just kind of blew it. I'll talk more about the Clippers, but yeah, they kind of blew it, but the Nuggets win. And I think the Nuggets are going to realize very soon that they're not going against the Clippers and they're going against OKC. And OKC is just, yeah, they're just a well-oiled machine. And they're going to realize that they're not the Clippers, because they kind of have similarities for just how like they have like a great big men. With Clipper, or the Thunder have two, and then they have like a lot of great defenders, and then they have Shea, who can just score at will like Kawhi. But they kind of, they're like at worst like a souped up version of the Clippers. So yeah, I'm not feeling really good about the Nuggets' chances in that one. So yeah, but as for the Rockets and the Rockets and the Warriors, interesting game seven. Steph did not play great in the first half, but he did a great job moving the ball. I turned it up in the second half. Buddy Hield was like the best player on the floor, give or take. He had like 33, 37, give or take, either or. And things were great for the Golden State, Warriors. Rockets. Yeah, Jalen Green is not in, not on a lot of fans' good side today. But Golden State going against Minnesota. Again, Golden State's going to realize that. Minnesota's not Houston, and they have like a bona fide number one scorer, Anthony Edwards, who's probably the best player in the series, who kind of just gets better every playoffs, and he's been really, really good this playoffs with just making decisions. So I don't know if they really have an answer for that. They might throw some guys around on him and see what happens. They'll probably try to double him, but Anthony Edwards has been really good with the doubles. So yeah, just a lot of things that they have to figure out. But yeah, I kind of feel really good about the Timberwolves' chances in that series. Yeah. And then Pacers-Cavs already started. I'm not going to lie, I feel pretty good about the Pacers' chance. And before I start, the Cavs are going through a lot of injuries right now, so I feel a lot better about the Pacers. But even like before that, like going like Sunday before the game started, I was kind of like, I think the series is going to like a hard fought six games, but we'll see what happens. And then like game one happens, they win. I picked them to win in other methods. I'm not going to expound on those methods, but yeah, I picked the Pacers to win. And honestly, it's really like, it's crazy that the Pacers and Timberwolves, like, those are my picks to make the conference again. When if I said this December last year, you would have thought they were you would have thought I was crazy, because the Pacers were maybe 500 or like maybe a little bit over 500 in December. Don't fact check me, but ballpark around that. And then the Timberwolves were definitely like 19 and 18 at a certain point. And then they kind of just flipped the switch, and both of them have been playing like two of the best teams in the league for the last like 50 games. So it's crazy to say that. I'd be surprised that if they didn't make the conference in back-to-back years. So, yeah. So for Halliburton, that kind of, and like, you can make excuses for the injuries and blah, 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 but I don't, the last year you could maybe make excuses, but this year for me, I'm not. I thought the Pacers were going to beat the Bucks, even with Dame. And this year, I still think the Pacers had a really good chance of beating the Cavs, with Garland and even with Mobley being hurt a little bit, and DeAndre Hunter being hurt a little bit. So feel really good about the Pacers. And then Timberwolves side, Anthony Edwards, he beats this Warriors team. Man, yeah, I'm really not entertaining any more top 10s without him in it. Like, and I need him squarely at like number 8 or like 7. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Am I missing any series? Any good ones? Clippers, Nuggets. I mentioned this. Clippers kind of blew it. I think game 7, they kind of just, I'm not going to say, I don't know. Just the confidence wasn't there in the third quarter. Like, they kind of blew that season in like 5 minutes. And things didn't just go great after that. James Harden is, his resume is kind of what it is at this point. Like, his reputation is kind of just what it is. But yes, I'll talk about the Clippers offseason a lot in a couple minutes. Any other series? Crazy that the Thunder, I have the Thunder beating the Nuggets. Crazy that Thunder haven't played in like a week and a half, it feels like. Like, I saw a tweet that it was like, oh, they've had like 2 spring breaks. And yeah, I think, I really don't have too much faith in the Nuggets, because I think if they didn't blow it like game one especially, I don't know. Yeah, I don't, man. We'll see. Game one's today, but I'm not too high on the Nuggets. But it should be a fun final 8. And yeah, we'll just see who makes the conference.
Yeah. I'm in the A right now, sipping Houston, Texas.
Keep the bag, yeah.
Let the chopper sing like Badu. Talking it, die by you. Water on my wrist like a bayou. BBS diamonds on my side tooth. Please, I him, don't try, dude. Unless you trying to die too. I'm a money making tycoon. Mr. Glock, I make my own rules. Mr. Glock, finna take him to school. Thought I was Boo Boo the fool. Know that I keep me some blues. Know that I keep me a tool. Had that blick in my oversized jacket. I like my real pretty and ratchet. Classy and nasty, not too dramatic. They hustle just like me with a passion. 5 in the morning, I'm sipping on red. Sneak this and I'm taking on pee. They hating, it do not get to my head. Ain't ducking no options, just ducking the feds. Young fly out the evil Knievel. Gang pulling up, chopper sing like the Beatles. All of this ice gotta keep me a heater. Yellow diamonds, I don't do this for my people. Let the chopper sing like Badu. Talking it, die by you. Water on my wrist like a bayou. BBS diamonds on my side tooth. Please, I him, don't try, dude. Unless you trying to die too. I'm a money making tycoon. Mr. Glock, I make my own rules. Made a lot of M's all off Pro Tools. It's 1,000 ways to get these papers. Did you know I'm a motherfucking player? Did you know these player haters? South Memphis trap still got flavors. 50 years old, still trapping. Yeah, my money got longer, lasting. They love and hate me just like Dallas Cowboys. Name me name mouth like some Altoids. My look, she bad, what about yours? The racks with the bow, take a bag for it. I'm smoking some with a bad odor. Fill a grab up with a dick.
anybody. Rep the five, I'ma keep it solid. In the streets and the books, I got knowledge. Lil' bro got a cannon, he wildin' out. Go get the money, no time to pout. They goin' outside, they bowlin' out. Cut his throat, ain't got a slime on mouth. Get back, gang, ain't no crying about it. I hold it down like I supposed to. My diamonds and money, both blue. Got a stick in every room like a Roku. And my left wrist hit like Goku. Let the chopper sing like Badu. Talkin' it, die by you. Water on my wrist like a bayou. BBS diamonds on my side too. Please like him, don't try dude. Unless you tryna die too. I'm a money making tycoon. Mr. Glock, I make my own rules.
Baby, cut it down. Hit it while you do me indubitably. I feel like I'm a now. I feel like a bust down. When I shine bright, blind is up now. In the cut, big black truck sacked up. You can pick it up now. Looking it okay.
Push the off of the porch or break up down. Get this if it happen to blow, it makes a round sounds. It's okay on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns.
Me. I get a clutch, and if you get too close to me, I'm at the top where I'm supposed to be. Jumping in the gangs, looking like they coaching me. 400 rats ain't but a show to me. I'm on the road, and I bet that you're with me. When I'm in traffic, it's always a with me. Pillsbury, man, I keep door with me. From the back, she giving me, and I ain't even pulling my pants down. Jump in the box and slide to the other side. It's always a man down. Draw down, hands in the air, make one move, get down. Giving out smoke so long, they don't even want to talk no more. They just run down. No lock doors, I serve with a serve. Got spent, she was hanging with a op. We call him Mickey, talk to the cops. I was on Pinedale, getting a sock. Back in the day, I invest in a block. Fast forward, now I'm investing in stock. I put a on that. Don't play, cause I'm very invested in shots.
Push the off of the porch or break up down. Get this if it happen to blow, it makes a round sounds. It's okay on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns.
Like the way it tastes and he ain't ate it in a minute. They call me young baby, but I still got hella ch-
The situation we are in at this time, neither a good one, nor is it someone blessed. It can change, it can stay the same. I can say, I can make my claim. Hell, hell.
Yeah. Okay, this is out of control. I'm driving through hell and I done brought snow. It's shining in here and I done brought gold. I hear the sirens right out the chateau. Run me the info. Tryna hear what you did, now you came close. Cause I get baba like I done made pro. I made Italian bread like I done made dough. I be all around the map. Write a show by myself like I'm Chelsea Handler. Or write a series by my like I'm Kelsey Graham. A nickname the Jet Jayhawk cause it's out of Kansas. You know it's balding in my talk, I'm in my Esperanza. You know it's slamming water wall, we gotta build a stance up. Slaps in the anthems, poetic justice, I got you in all my stances. With your model stances, you everything I know about it. Know about it, know about it, know about it, know about it.
Yeah. the biggest boat. We stay down for life. It's like a jingle to do them all. We too much involved to spend a single ounce of time. She busts a whole ounce by doing lines. I had to leave like the leaves do trees. I finally home. My wife distressed them. That is that sweat. We took them 35-1 like the roulette. Father, beg your pardon. We done lit up every set. I'm told to preach. I'm never finished. That's to say the least. Buy it, never lease it. But I got a lease. A mobile Mona type of pieces. Met Gala night, Jesus. Skip it, hit the city, party pack, I got it with me. I'm shoddy while I let you with me. I'm too Bentley, let you ride Bentley till it's empty. Gotta fill me, pockets dumb fat, and I got a skinny. Squatters with me, and that's everything I know about it. Know about it, 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 know about it.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Imagine every player's aiming coach right. Master recipes under stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote price. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? Everybody get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost life. Missy was our only misdemeanor. My tunnel vision's better under stove lights. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? My workers compensated so they don't strike. Wish me luck, see green like Don Bishop. The ones you trust don't change like them chains you tuck. Far as I'm concerned, who's the best? Me and Jesus. Washed and dried, so give me all of mine and pesos. Add it up. Your bitches in them pictures, but they laser tagging us. They mad at us. Who wouldn't be? We became everything you couldn't be. Everything your mama said you shouldn't be. The Porsche's horse is revving like, look at me. Saddle up. I'm still pitching, baby, batter up. Imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes under stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote price. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you did it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit, we challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost life. The flow's untouched, the drums is tough. Drive culling in when roads get rough. Snow's a must, the nose adjust. Young G's like we hove and puff. Best jewelries and hope we lust. Chanel trinkets ain't so blush. Crush hearts like pretty boys. And we driving pretty toys. Extendos will make plenty noise. Crescendo, make your car endo. Piss your car window. Missy was our only misdemeanor. Nike box, hold 100,000 with no insoles. The era was such a black era. How many still standing reflecting in that mirror? Lucky imaginary me. Players aiming coach right. Master recipes under stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote price. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you did it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit, we challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost life.
That was Diet Coke Pusha T. Wow. All right. Let's get to the off seasons. I've written up, I think, every single team that's been eliminated. Will I get to them today? No. Actually, I've written every single off season besides the Heat. We'll see if I get to the Heat next week. I kind of don't want to talk about them. I guess to start in the way I ordered it. The Milwaukee Bucks lose to the Indiana Pacers in 4 or 5. They lost in 5. Honestly, what they should do this offseason is very
is very simple. They should just blow it up. Like, there's not really a reason to hold on to Giannis. And I did see some things, or like read some things, that like they should keep him if like he doesn't want to request a trade, you know, sell seats, just win games. Which I've like realized that stars always have to end up requesting a trade. Like, they don't just end up getting traded, and for like fair reason, because, you know, you don't want to trade like a top 25 player of all time, you know. But with that being said, they should trade Giannis for as many picks. He's in the prime of his career. Bucks aren't going anywhere. I talked about the Bucks like a month ago. So I'm not going to spend too much time, but yes, just trade them. No need to delay the inevitable. The Dame injury kind of like really made this a thing this offseason, because I think if he was fully healthy going into next season, you could have been like, okay, maybe we trade Dame, maybe we run it back, maybe we trade the other guys on the roster. But him like tearing his Achilles sadly kind of just shut all that down. So yeah. But honestly, I just think doubling down on the core was like the real mistake. I think giving Brook Lopez that extension, keeping guys like Bobby Portis and just who else is on that team? Chris Middleton, who they eventually traded for Kyle Kuzma, which is like looks even worse in hindsight. And it's like, yeah, it kind of just is what it is at this point. I forgot my train of thought. Bucks should blow it up. Don't have any good players. Yeah, honestly, yeah, they just trade Giannis for whatever they can get from the Rockets. I think I'd be holding out for the best packages from the Rockets and the Thunder, because I'm not trading Giannis for pennies on the dollar. I want 120 cents on the dollar for Giannis, at least. So yeah, that's kind of where it is. I thought I forgot something. They doubled down on the core, didn't work out. I have this in my notes, but apparently I forgot to put it in my notes. How did they get here? Yeah, I think firing Adrian Griffin for Doc Rivers was like the moment I was like, okay, I'm not really feeling this team anymore, because like you already like capped your ceiling with hiring Doc Rivers. And this really goes to show, which I think I'm gonna go back to this point, but teams gotta be really, really like really cautious with how they use their draft picks and stuff, because Bucks went all in for Jrue Holiday and it worked and they got their championship ring, and then they went all in for Damian Lillard and this was a swing and a miss. I love the idea, but it's just really like what I've learned is making like that big star trade, it like definitely raises your ceiling, but like it kind of puts a clock like on your core, because now instead of the Bucks having 5 years, 6 years with Giannis, now they have one more summer left, because after like there's just no other ways you can improve the team if the Dame trade didn't end up working out. But yeah, mom Bucks, blow it up. We'll see. Let's get to a more like a non-bleak one. The Lakers. Core pieces. Luka. Luka's not going anywhere. Franchise player. Are gonna sign an extension. Have some ups and downs this season. He'll be much better next season, which is saying a lot. And yeah, a cornerstone of the franchise. LeBron is probably going to end up retiring after next year, if I had to guess. But he's on the team. We'll see if he opts out of his deal. Maybe he takes a pay cut, which I don't think he's going to do, because he could have done it last year. And then he tried to run some PR stunt. Never mind. And then you got Reeves. We'll see what happens with him. I'll get to that in a minute. Dorian Finney-Smith, he's up for a contract, which he kind of holds a lot of cards with them, because he can opt out and really, really get a lot of money from the Lakers. But we'll see about that. But I think he's a mainstay for the team. And then you have Rui, who's on an expiring contract. So, again, we'll get to the Rui part. But, yeah, I think priority number one is retool this team around Luka. You got to think about life without LeBron, because he's back, man, back two of his career, like only like maybe a year left. He kind of really looked his age last series, and yeah, it's time. It's time to really rebuild this team. So the next biggest question is, one, how, and two is Austin Reeves involved in this? Because I don't really know how good of a fit he is around Luka. Didn't play great in the playoffs, and like the defense was a real concern because he just couldn't stay in front of anybody. Teams were picking him apart, and when you have Luka on the team, you know, you can't really have both. So like, his fit is a real question mark. His contract is a real question mark. He's gonna be up for a major raise after next season. He can extend for like 4 years, $90 million or whatever. He's not taking that extension. So, you know, this extension might be 4-1-30 or whatever, like a really good starter makes these days. So, are they going to be comfortable giving that to him, especially with like, you kind of just seen how they play together in the playoffs? And, you know, guys weren't healthy, blah, blah, blah. But again, the defense is a real thing that I have issues with. So, yeah, so then it kind of turns into like, what are you trading him for? Like, are you keeping, like, and who are you holding him for? Are you holding him for like a star? Like, I don't want to get to trade guys right now, but are you holding him for a star, or are you holding him for just like a solid big man? Yeah, these are real questions that they're going to have to, like, address. For a team that's supposed to be really good, they kind of have a lot of question marks. Like, defense, particularly from the guards, need to really upgrade, like, the wing room defense. It's kind of not that good outside of Dorian Finney-Smith, which got to extend Dorian Finney-Smith. And elephant in the room, you got to get a big man. Like, you got to get a real center. None of that small ball with Dorian Finney-Smith and Rui Hachimura or LeBron or whatever playing center. Definitely not Jackson Hayes playing center. I think J.J. Redick totally just threw that out the window during the series. So, yeah, it kind of turns into, you got to really build out this roster. I made a list of, like, some targets, and I have a few other targets that we can really cook up, but we're going to start with the realistic ones. I've heard a lot about Nick Claxton. We'll see. I'm not sure if the Nets really want to trade him. How much is it going to cost? I think the Lakers really got to capitalize on buying low on some like starter level players. That's kind of how teams have really like made their mark. I think if you want to talk about like, the Celtics, they bought low on Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday and players like that. The Knicks didn't actually buy low on anybody except Josh Hart. And then, I don't know, it's just for them. I think they should really buy low. Don't really want to use all your picks. I do think, like, the Mark Williams thing was kind of, like, in the middle of, like, I think the trade did go through and they had, like, pause about maybe we are giving up too much. Is this going to limit what we can really do? So I think that's why he, quote-unquote, failed his physical. But that could be a conspiracy theory. We'll see. But I do believe that. Jakob Poeltl, we'll see what happens with him. I'm not sure if the Raptors are 100% in on keeping him. But I don't think that's going to cost too much. I'm not sure how many years he has on his deal. I don't know if my Raptors fan knows how many years he has left on his deal. He has 2 years left on his deal. Thank you. I think that'd be a good pick. I think he can really be a good rim protector, being motivated. And honestly, if J.J. Redick 100% believes that he's like the center of the future, then I trust his input on that for sure. Wendell Carter Jr. is a good player, but I think he's kind of like a little too short for what I want like my center to traditionally be. Okay. Yeah, Jakob Poeltl, 1+1, like a player, a team option, a player option. We'll see if he takes that, but they're gonna have to extend him though. But yes, Wendell Carter Jr. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. But I think if we kind of want to go on the high end, but not too high end, Jared Allen. I'm not 100% sure if the Cavs can really keep that core together. I don't really think they can, because like Mobley making All NBA kind of made that team a little more expensive. So now you kind of get to this point where it's like someone's kind of got to go, unless they're trading Darius Garland. But we'll see what happens with that. But if they're in the market to trade Jared Allen, I think that's the move that the Lakers 100% have to do, because Jared Allen's in the prime of his career, all-star caliber player. I want to say he's what, 2 years removed from it. Borderline elite defender, rebounder. Jared Allen's Jared Allen. So I think that's kind of like I'd be on the phone with the Cavs GM as soon as free agency rolls around if they start keeping guys. Well, Jared Allen. And Tari Eason, Andrew Wiggins, Matisse Thybulle. We'll see if the Rockets are trading Tari Eason. Wiggins, I think he's available. Matisse, they all play really good defense. I think Wiggins is probably the best offensive player, which it'd be nice if he can chip in like 15, 17 points. Matisse, he hasn't played in like a year and a half, but he's like a defensive playmaker, gets a lot of steals and blocks. And he's shown flashes of hitting corner threes at a decent rate. So he'd be a cool one, but like a cheaper end. I'm not sure how good I feel about him starting. And Tari Eason, same thing. But you would have to extend him. Shooting is a question mark. Free throws are a question mark. Kind of making layups is a question mark. But I promise you, he's really good. I really love Tari Eason. He'd be a pretty good fit with the Lakers. Now, if we really want to get a little entertaining with who the Lakers can get, because I do think they're eventually going to have to go get a second star. I've seen some things. I've heard some things. I've thought some things. Let's get crazy. Hypothetically, if they were to call the Sixers about Joel Embiid. Now, I don't think it costs that much, and I don't even know if the Sixers are all in on trading him. But it's something to think about. Would I do that? Probably not. But I do think if the Sixers call you, or the Lakers call the Sixers and like, we want to get out of the Joel Embiid business, I don't know, you kick the tires. I'll give you anything. I'll give you like a pick, some expiring contracts. You're not getting Austin Reeves. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. And I thought about that before someone else thought about that. I thought about this on Friday. But see if you know, you know. That's something to think about. I don't really think Bam Adebayo is a real option. The Miami Heat are hanging up. Don't think Zion's an option. That'd be fun. Threw that out to my Lakers. Fan friend. Wasn't messing with it. But something that's like another realistic one, like what I mentioned about buying low on like good players, DeAndre Ayton. I think that's something the Lakers should really look into. Now, my real concerns is one, last year of his contract, so you got to see about his contract extension. But hasn't played, he's been on and off the last few years, so I think it wouldn't cost too much. And two, there are times where he kind of, and how do I word this? he kind of doesn't care about basketball sometimes. He's just running up the court, going through the motions. So we're going to have to figure that part out. But I think that'd be a really good fit. He can definitely catch a lot of alley-oops. He can score a double-digit, a double-double threat all the time. And he's really athletic. I think he has the tools to really be a pretty good defender. I'm not sure how he's been in Portland. Well, I do think J.J. Redick can get the best out of him. And that'd be something interesting. You get Ayton, you get Luka, then you just fill in the rest of, like, the wing spots and see what happens. But, I think the Lakers, a lot of flexibility. A lot of picks. Not too many picks, but a decent amount. So they're a team I'm watching really, really closely. What do I want to do? Do I want to play a song? I did two teams. Okay, I'll play. I'll come back. And then I'll do another two teams. But yeah, I think, honestly, in this new CBA, there's going to be a lot of teams just trying to sell. But it feels like. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
Some of y'all go get washed. Some of y'all just go pop shit. Some of y'all just go talk. But none of y'all ain't really got shit. Some of y'all just look lost.
Type of feel you ain't accustomed to. I swear I'll be at peace if it weren't for you. Yeah, yeah, only want your love if it's
Ali.
But if it's me, then
f***
you. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it.
No yoga mat, chat. Should I dare that? Don't hit me back, chat. Should I read on your questions asked, chat, chat. They chatting, they chat. When the sun go down, everything made me feel lonely. Hello, sad thing, but right now it's just a home. Try to feel good, it's hard enough, no one to hold me. Hype me up, you give me hype. You my favorite coach, compress the line. King stress off, that's my only vice. I take it off when he tell me if I'm feeling fine. I run it up, risk it all like I'm rolling dice. Taking it all, it's my second life. That's me. Passed out in the main backseat. Cashed out on the backstand beach. Already know my body. Already know that's me. Shifty might get me. All I want to love if it's solid.
Some of y'all go get washed. Some of y'all just go pop. Some of y'all just go talk. But none of y'all ain't really got shit. Some of y'all just look lost.
I get this type of feel you ain't accustomed to. I swear I'd be at peace if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, yeah, only want your love if it's Ali.
But if it's me, then fuck you. And that's the way I like it. Everything been okay. They salute me so damn much every time I show up, look at her about face. Everything no cut, I fuck y'all up, I'm really gonna trip about bait. Lord of Haiti, seven guts, why you waiting on us? Tell them I was on PCH. You fucking with niggas that's thinking they cuter than you? Say you on your cycle, but he on his period too? The tables been turning so much, I was thinking it's foosball. The tenderness of them, mistaking them for some wagyu. Walk, talk, like Kenny, like Boss, like Solana. I promise, more bars, there's a loss, there's a crater, or a spaceship, shut the fuck up, get lost, no favors, I wager, whatever you worth, I bought something about a conservative regular girl that still can beat a bitch ass, thorough as fuck, don't need your bitch ass, psychic as fuck, can reach a bitch ass, zodiac sign, it must be a Gemini moon, cause we about to go half, mistakenly nobody been in a bag, but how many bodies done been in her bag?
Some of y'all gon' get washed, some of y'all just go pop.
y'all just gon' talk. But none of y'all ain't really got shit. Some of y'all just look lost. I get this type of feel you ain't accustomed to. I swear I'd be at peace if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, yeah, only want your love if it's Ali.
But if it's me, then f*** you. Huh. And that's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it.
Should they fold that no yoga mat? Check. Should they dead that get no strings attached? Check. Should have ran down on you, no questions asked? Check. They check. They check. They check. Check.
Do I let him bump his gums or get him whacked?
Check.
Do I take his head off and wear it for fashion?
Check.
Do I do my stuff and take it to the max?
Check. They check. They check.
That was Why Not More, Coco Jones. Let's get, I think we have time for one more off seasons, and I'll probably do like one or two after, and then I'll talk about some coaches. But but I'll, ooh, Kenny Atkinson just won coach of the year. Who are we in the move for? Who are we in the move for? Orlando Magic. Okay. The Orlando Magic lost to the Celtics in five. Hard fought series. Played pretty well, given the circumstances. But team, players not going anywhere. Paolo, Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs. See, that's all I got. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, this team, we've gotten to the point with this team where it's like, okay, we know what we have to do. The GM has said it, that like this team needs a whole change. We need some guys who can shoot the ball. We need some more offense. And this is literally my first need, people who can shoot the ball. Preferably a point guard. Jalen Suggs, he tried it with the point guard. Did okay, mixed bag, but then he got hurt. Everybody on the Magic was hurt this year. But I think Jalen Suggs is a two guard, really good at it, all defensive player at the two guard. So he should probably go back to the position. Definitely need some vets off the bench. It's a really young team, so I think they got to get a good mix. Maybe replace someone with, like, I don't know what they do with Dennis, I don't know what they do with Cole Anthony. He had like a rough year up until like the last 15 games, and he's under contract, so I guess you keep him. But if you can upgrade from him, do that. But I do think they need some shooting. The KCP thing was weird this year. He just turned into like a really bad 3-point shooter. I think he, like, the percentage went up a little bit, but it's kind of been like not too great, for the most part. But the defense has been good. But yes, they need shooting. Paolo and Franz need to be better shooters. Shooting, that's the word of the day. But they can do that. I think I've been hearing things about, oh, they should go make a trade for LaMelo, and they should go make a trade for Trae Young. No. If they do that trade, like how I was talking about making trades like that, kind of like limits, like it kind of puts a clock on your, like, your team. That's what I mean. Like, I think they can't get too greedy and make this big swing for a guy on a max contract, because I just think that's just not a recipe for success nowadays. But yeah, they have all their picks and like swaps and stuff, so they can be aggressive, but not too aggressive. Just don't shop. Just don't be thirsty. All right, don't be thirsty. A lot of teams like to be thirsty. I always like to go back to the Atlanta Hawks after they made the conference, of teams that they have some success and then they just throw money at guys and then it just doesn't work out. So ever since then, I'm like, spend your money wisely. So I think that's what spend their picks wisely. I think that's what the Magic should do. But as for point guard, I think Anthony Simons is like the dream target. It makes way too much sense. He's from Orlando. He's an elite 3-point shooter at the guard position. I'm pretty sure he's at like 8-9 attempts for his career, and he's like a 38% 3-point shooter. The Magic have never had that type of spacing since like JJ Redick. I think Anthony Simons is a perfect thing. I think he's gonna open up a lot, especially like health-wise. When they're all healthy, it's gonna make so much of a difference. So yeah, I think going into the next season with Suggs, Simons, Wagner, and Paolo, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good core. And then as for the center, I'm not sure. It was kind of like a mixed bag with their center play this year. Wendell Carter had some signs, had his flaws. And then they also have Mo Wagner and Goga Badazzi. You just got to ask yourself if that's good enough. You just gotta ask yourself if that. You just gotta ask yourself if that's good enough to like really make a like a difference in the East. Because the goal isn't to be a 6 seed. It's supposed to be like top 4 seed this year. Because I think that was the plan coming into the season, and like injuries and shooting played a part. But yeah, centers. We'll see. Jared Allen on the mat. I don't know. I kind of didn't have any center options for the Magic, but yeah. Kind of excited for the Magic. Also, they should definitely hire some offensive assistant coach, because offense needs a little like jump start, little spice. Because if I gotta see Paolo take another like 20 footer, like I don't know, he actually has to cut those out, because he takes way too many mid range shots. Yeah, he needs mid-range shots. And Franz Wagner, I don't know where his three-pointer went, but it's just not great. And he's really going to have to figure that out. But yes, they have the issues. They'll figure it out. I'm kind of talking myself into the Magic this offseason going into next season. But a lot of time. But they're in a good spot, though.